Hi, neighbors. Welcome to season 4 of The Stoners Next Door, coming to you live from Cell Block C with inmate Aaron and inmate Maul. Remember to kickstart your weekend here every Friday with a curated critique of some of the craziest posts by your next door neighbors from around the country.
This is Aaron.
And I'm Maul. Welcome back to the Stoners Next Door.
All right. So I'm going to kick things off today with a complaints against the moderators from that department. And here's one from Nancy. And it says, I'm appalled by the control by Nextdoor on their forum. So-called guild lines. I'm not guided by your guild lines. I am gilded by law. The Constitution, I feel your attacks and removal of human beings with an opinion. I find it's abusive and biased judgment by a website. It's unacceptable. Your inability to have awareness about truth and law is astounding. I prefer not to engage in any anti-American forum website that is against our First Amendment right to freedom of speech.
Oh, my
attacks
Lord.
On any faith are also unacceptable. I deserve the rights given to me by God and the Constitution.
And Nextdoor.
Your opinion is not my concern if I am not allowed my opinion. I hope that in the future, this forum is more about human beings and less biased opinions. People should have freedom to comment or not comment. Human beings should have a right to freedom in America. It would hurt you to wake up. Propaganda is not truth. By the way, who pays for you to control the narrative? Guess that is something America needs to investigate. They did the same thing on Facebook and Twitter. The banning of people to control their thoughts. It's done by anti-American groups with big money, so I took myself off there too.
But okay, I honest to God am confused.
And it goes
is this someone
on
from Antifa?
And on
it's like a manifesto.
On. No, it totally is.
But is it from here? I'm so is it like a
it
Proud Boy or is it someone
but
from
it's
Antifa?
In all, it's in all capitals.
That's some anger. We should call the FBI on that.
And then Nancy replies, so there.
Exactly. Neener, neener, neener. That's awesome.
And then Ed says, I would like to gently remind the OP that we at the Lollipop Guild do not take kindly to scabs. Crossing guild lines is highly discouraged. And likely to get you an encounter with the taffy pole.
God.
Katie says, pretty sure both the Constitution and the Bible have lengthy inclusions specifically forbidding long, unhinged, all caps rants against the rules of private companies you use strictly by choice. And then Nancy says, also not guided by rules on punctuation. And then Tucker says, Jesus Christ. Someone overnight this person an MLA handbook.
Oh my God. I swear.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is from our Lost and Found and Wanted Bureau. All right. I would like a donation of a KFC dark original dinner with coleslaw and cream potatoes.
Sounds delicious.
Put it out there. You never know. It's like the power of attractive. What is it? The law of attractions. Okay. I am studying for finals. Leave at Hilton Garden Hotel's front desk. Starting today, an entire week, I will be holed up. I just saw a picture of a woman that was given some groceries and half of it was thrown away. What a waste. I guarantee I won't throw mine away. And then Sonia says, dark meat only. Asking for it and then you're making these specific. I can afford to stay at a hotel, but I want free food. Sure. Then Sammy says, if it's not a donation, if you demand it, it's true. Myra, again, finally, someone who tells me the purpose of next door. I would like a donation of a 2-week vacation to Italy. Okay, my car was attacked repeatedly by a wild turkey at noon as I drove up my drive. He followed me into my carport and continued to attack my car from all sides. I eventually was able to escape into the house. Next, he went on my front porch and attacked the house and door. I just learned that it is turkey mating season in this area. Beware, as they can be very aggressive. Season lasts until June. These guys are no joke in Boston. I mean, they're wild and they are absolutely insane. I can tell you from having been chased by one, they're not, no bueno, no bueno.
These people went to the freezer aisle of their local grocery store and they bought this toast in a, they bought this frozen toast. Like, I don't
like
know why.
Like Texas toast or something?
Yeah, Texas okay. toast. Yeah. I don't know why you would buy it.
It's actually pretty good.
In the freezer?
Yeah. Section?
Why wouldn't you just make it yourself?
Well,
anyway.
You can. It's just quicker.
Oh, okay. So with, anyway, so they, so this person goes to the store and buys five cheese Texas toast. Mm-hmm. And the box says eight slices and it's, yeah. it's not, it's pretty heavy looking.
Yeah.
And, five cheese toast, eight slices. And then someone submitted a picture and it says, how many do you count? And there's seven slices.
Oh, Jesus.
And so, and they posted it on Nextdoor.
Oh,
you know,
perfect.
It says, how many do you count mm-hmm. Of these Texas toasts?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I only count 7. Anyway, Mercedes says, just because you ate one before you got out of bed doesn't mean the box is wrong. And Nanny says, it looks like someone at the cheese toast factory is sneaking out one of every box. And then Estelle says, this is what happens when you switch to Common Core. The math, the new math.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then Roger just says, 7 is the new 8. You know.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, it...
You know, if you're a Texas toast happen. Lover, I'd be pissed.
Would you count? Do you ever count?
Like, I never count. I mean,
I don't.
I'm
count
just,
things.
I am not. I should. No. You know, after
you
that,
probably you could be getting ripped off.
Well, I'm sure we are all the date.
Yeah.
Give me the goddamn toast.
Sort of a given.
If you took that bag of potato chips or Doritos
right.
that says 14.5 ounces,
and it's only 14,
and you weigh it yeah. yourself, and you're like. Know.
Well, I'd be no. I'd be posting on Nextdoor about that. Let me assure you,
everybody, this is your project.
That's right.
For next week, we want you to take a favorite item of yours that you like to eat, and we want you to weigh it.
Cookies is good.
To see what it actually weighs in the package, and I want you to post it on Nextdoor.
Okay.
In our
group,
you know, group. Yeah,
Jesus,
that thing, and post it there.
You're killing me. Okay, this is a mixed connection out of Boston. And I find this so funny because it's on Boylston Street, which is really, really like sort of the like our Fifth Avenue in a way. Okay, so it says, what a pleasure to see you. Oh, it's to the cute sales rep at Apple on Friday. And this is just an enormous Apple store there. So what a pleasure it was to see you directing customers on the first floor of the Apple store on Boylston Street. I had to come back to the store sometime from 5 to 6:30, I think it was, to get help setting my phone up. Okay, so I asked you where to go. I think you noticed me checking you out. You looked fabulous in your beige jeans and blue, as I recall, shirt. You had such a pleasant personality and a beautiful build. I wish I had figured out a way to try to get you to ask me for my phone number. It's like,
oh, wow.
I mean, seriously. Anyway, your name begins with one of the first 7 letters of the alphabet. If you are at all interested in meeting, let me know. And give me a C, D, E, F, G. Give me a clue about my appearance to confirm that we are who we think we are. Who is answering this?
Wow.
I need to meet whoever is answering this.
There's no fucking
no
way.
Not, no
way.
Not
in a million years.
No way. Nope. Not happening.
It's just here. I'm just going to pick one out of the variety section. Here you go.
Okay. Nice. The cold read. Okay. Oh, I cannot even. And please, please, if you're listening, don't even. So this is in a marketplace type of environment with lots and lots of pictures. Well, four little dots worth of pictures of thongs, not as in shoes, as we old people may refer to them, but as in the panties. $20 is the price tag. And I just need to, there.
I forgot I gave you that one.
A lot of various thong panties, all sizes, all size small, different name brands such as Black Fuchsia, Tarte, Secret Treasures, etc. There are 8 pair in total. These have been washed and never worn. Oh. There will be no pictures in them and no wearing.
No wearing.
Before selling.
Why the hell did you buy them and wash them in the first place?
Maggie, that's what I want to know. It's because she probably got, I'm just assuming it's a she. We should no longer be doing that as we referenced earlier. Maggie says, Lord. How about sniffing? Will there be sniffing? John says, is this item still available? Wait. Chip says, never worn. Good luck selling these useless things.
Just okay. Purchased James and washed, never worn.
And now I'm selling them for a third of what I bought them for yesterday, just to make a quick buck.
Oh my God.
And then James says, yeah, she didn't think this one through. And then there's a gif with a man in a fist pump saying, Women's History Month. I'm not going to make it through. Oh my God. There's an incredible backstory here just waiting to be broken out, says David. Oh, stop it. Oh, Myra, again, you can turn a huge profit if you buy these, wear them, and resell them unwashed. That's exactly what I was saying. Oh, that's just too crazy.
It's time to get your Game of Girl bathwater.
Oh, wow, people.
That was a good one.
Too much.
Yeah, they said there was another one. I don't know if you read this one that said that Nextdoor could put OnlyFans out of business if they just kept if people kept posting things like that.
Anyway, that's a good one.
All right, that's it for this week's edition of the Stoners Next Door. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Mal. Until next week.
And remember, no matter who you are or where you live, be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are, and you never know what stories they have to tell.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.